This is Jim Inksters. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Matt Doyle is our producer, and the number is 877-217-5757. You can send an email to talk@talklouisiana.org. Later in the hour, we are slated to hear from Lamont Sanford, better known, well, he is better known as Lamont Sanford. He is Damond Wilson, the veteran actor who has been, he's been involved in many productions since then, but hard to believe it's been over 40 years since Red Fox and Damond Wilson gave us Sanford and Son on Friday night, 7 o'clock NBC, and we'll talk with him if things go according to plan. A little early in the morning in California, but I've talked with this gentleman before, and I know he's an early riser, and let's see if he keeps his word, and he joins us. But we're joined now by a seasoned political professional, the pollster Bernie Pinsonat, who's been in the game a long time. And yesterday, the governor of Louisiana made it official, the worst-kept secret in American politics. He's running for re-election, John Bel Edwards is. And the man from Amede and West Point is challenged by at least two Republicans, Eddie Rasponi and Ralph Abraham. And with the election just 8.5 months away, Bernie, how do you see it? Is this going to be a competitive race?
Oh, I think it'll be very competitive. I thought the poll I ran towards the end of the year, at the time I gambled, and I'm glad I did, on I ran the poll before Kennedy announced. I wanted to see how they stacked up, and Kennedy was 49, and the governor was, I think it was 49, 44. I mean, it was close to the margin of error, but it showed that any Republican, well-financed or well-known, it would be basically pretty close. The Republicans normally have an advantage. We'll find out how much of an advantage against an incumbent Democratic governor, something we really haven't, you know, we would have had one with Blanco, but she didn't run. So we haven't, in the modern age, seen a Democrat run for re-election.
Well, to quote John Kennedy, his candidacy is as dead as 4 o'clock. He's not running. And some would say that Ralph Abraham and Eddie Rasponi are no John Kennedy. So what can you do as a Republican? I think you're an independent, but what can Republicans do to change the inertia in the next 8.5 months?
First of all, the governor, it'll be a little different. He will be attacked from probably starting in sometimes around May on through. He'll be attacked by PACs. Last time he really wasn't the only credible. His opponent was dead on arrival. He didn't really, nobody was paying attention to it. The only choice was Edwards, bitter at, and had been destroyed by his Republican rival. So I don't think they have to do a lot. They're ours. And if they have, if you're responding and you've got $5 million plus what else you can raise, plus you're going to have Republican PACs in here helping him. You've got a congressman from North Louisiana who, if he can raise mm-hmm. the kind of money he needs, I don't think they're worried about it. I don't think either one of them, and when you hear them or around them, that's not the thing they're worried about. It's which one of them's going to get in a runoff and which one of them have a chance at the governor. There will be a runoff.
There will be a runoff?
Oh, with three candidates.
Yeah, but right now there's only one Democratic candidate, and he got 40% last time when he was largely unknown. Some would believe that he might be able to get 50% plus one vote in the primary.
Well, he hasn't been attacked yet, so will Republicans, the majority of Louisiana votes Republican, will they not vote for one of the two Republicans? It's possible. But I expect to see him run off.
Well, John Bel Edwards isn't your typical national Democrat. He's pro-gun. He's pro-life. He's conservative on the social issues. And he is, I think, fair to say, a left of center on economic issues. But polls show that Bernie, he has support for an increase in the minimum wage, for equal pay for women, for the issues, teacher pay hike.
Which neither will pass at the legislature.
No, and so those will be issues.
Right.
And I presume his Republican candidates will have a differing opinion on those, but the polls show that the governor has most of the people in the state with him on those issues.
Well, I poll those issues, and if you say that it's something that you should vote for, and it sounds very well, but the other part of the story is that it depends on how the legislation is written. If it's you're also opening up an invitation for thousands of lawsuits, and the business community is not pushing this. It's primarily being pushed by I would say liberal or democratic
the business community is opposing.
Sure. Yeah. Well, we're talking about lawsuits.
Lawsuits about what?
You don't like what you're being paid. You sue your employer. You quit and you sue your employer.
I see what you're saying. But on minimum wage, here the state of Arkansas is going to $11, and we're at $7.25. That shows you how weak the labor lobby is at the Capitol now. In the old Victor Busey days, it was much different. Of course, the state was largely Democratic then, but Louisiana's at $7.25 and Arkansas's at $11. How can that happen?
The legislature won't vote for it.
That's right.
Well, who does the legislature
represent? But Arkansas has a majority Republican legislature, a Republican governor, and they have raised it to, they put it to a vote of the people, but once it had to go through the process to get to the ballot.
Right.
But anyway, we're different, and some say we're different in a good way, but others say Louisiana should join almost all of the other states and have a state minimum wage. I saw in New Jersey just went to $15 an hour. 15, and we're at $7.25. That's $15,080 a year if you work 40 hours a week. Bernie, is that a livable wage?
No.
Okay.
But a lot of it is entry level. If you're on minimum wage and you've been working 5 years, you're in the wrong job.
Well, some people are not as erudite or as skilled, educated as you are, so they may have to work a minimum wage job to feed themselves and their family.
Their whole life?
They might.
I would agree it's not enough money to live off of, but I would also say that we need a better system to bring people up into a better job instead of being stuck at minimum wage.
877-217-5757. We will go to the phone lines with Bernie Pinsonat, who says Governor John Bel Edwards is in for a tough race. Now, last time, I will concur with you, David Vitter got 44%. I think that's the bottom if it goes to a runoff. That's the bottom for a Republican candidate. Republican candidate starts at 44.
Right.
So it's getting from 44 to 50 plus one, and a good candidate might be able to do that. But are there any good candidates out there? Is Rasponi largely a stealth candidate?
We don't know what kind of candidate he's going
to
be.
Well, it's time for him to come on shows like this. He's been invited, but I haven't heard from Eddie Rasponi. Ralph Abraham seems to make a mistake a week, and a big one, in promising not to take his congressional pay and then taking it. That's something that could come back to haunt him. John Fleming is mentioned as a possible entry. Could he get in the race?
Well, he's more in the category of Rasponi writing a $5 million check with shouldn't be that big a deal for him if you want to put that kind of money out of your own bank account. So, yeah, and to be honest with you, the person it would hurt the most is Fleming. So, it depends on what kind of candidates they got. It depends on who's running their campaigns. It depends on what kind of strategy they use. I mean, I'm a little I've never seen out-of-state consultants come into Louisiana, do a great job, and come up with something very, very unique. The Roy Fletchers seem to come up with stuff for candidates that are unique and different because they understand the state. And John Bel Edwards understands the state. His consultants understand the state. They're primarily here. So, yeah, that is one of his advantages right now.
David in Atlanta. David, you're on the air with Bernie Pinsonat.
Politico is reporting that President Trump has a 57% disapproval rating, the highest in his presidency. But what is it about Louisiana where Trump is so popular? Is it the xenophobic, bigoted effect in Louisiana? Is Louisiana that far backward in the nation?
No, it's primarily based on social issues. Louisiana's not has never been overly, I guess, in love with more government, bigger government. Louisiana's primarily, most of South Louisiana is Catholic and not crazy about abortions. Louisiana is more traditional, and when you're talking about religion, you're talking the, you know, the gay community, and the immigration reform is would be popular here, but not the borders being open as what you have in Washington. Louisiana was a very democratic state until the Democrats went so far to the left.
877-217-5757 is your number. We'll return to the phone lines with pollster Bernie Pinsonette. It's an election year in Louisiana, and we'll talk more about it on Talk Louisiana. This is Jim Inkster. Pleased to have you with us for Talk Louisiana. We're spending time with pollster Bernie Pinsonette. For many years, he worked for the Democratic U.S. Senator J. Bennett Johnston. But he has been a pollster for many years and continues to do his thing, and he knows the winds in Louisiana have become fire engine red in some cases. And because of that, John Bel Edwards is positioned as a Democrat, and some would say he is vulnerable. The only Democratic governor in the 11 SEC states is John Bel Edwards of Louisiana. To put that in perspective, that's 10 to 1 that Republicans hold the governor's offices in the 11 SEC states. In the other 39 states, Democrats hold an advantage of 22 to 17. 877-217-5757. Chuck in Lafayette. Chuck, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana with Bernie Pinsonette.
Yes, I'm not a native to Louisiana, so I have a question and then a comment. My question is, have Louisiana teachers ever gone on strike? And my comment is, I don't think we want to see that, but with the national events happening, it seems that that's going to be the only way Louisiana teachers ever get a pay raise.
Right. I know there have been strikes in local parishes, a memorable one in St. John Parish, but I'm unaware of the whole state going out.
No, I don't think it's happened in modern times. It's happened in a couple parishes. I mean, maybe Terrebonne was another one, but Lafourche. But anyway, no, I don't expect teachers are going to strike, and I think they'll get a raise. And the battle's not going to be over the teacher pay raise. It's going to be over how much. And the other thing is, when you're talking about teacher pay raise, you're also going to see the governor and everybody else start dragging along other school employees to give them raises. Well, the problem with that for me is, one of the problems with Louisiana is, and everybody's starting to figure it out, is we don't have enough money to say government to continue to fund functions of the local government that we shouldn't be paying for at the state level. That's obviously one of the reasons we've had so many deficits and there's no end in sight to them. So, yeah, cafeteria workers, should the state be paying cafeteria workers and with a raise? Should I be responsible for bus drivers in Caddo? If the local parishes can't pay these people a decent wage, but teachers are different. They cost a lot of money to train them. It costs a lot of money to keep them in the classrooms, and you want to do right by them, period. So most of elected officials, legislators, don't have a problem with teachers. It's going to be all the other groups that we start dragging along to give them a pay raise. And why shouldn't the parishes pay for these people versus somebody in Baton Rouge paying more for a bus driver and wherever?
Lee in New Orleans. Lee, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Good morning. I just wanted to say real quick to your guest that I think it was kind of odd to say something that, oh, you need to find a new job if you still making minimum wage after 5 years of the same job or something along those lines. I think that many people that I know have been stuck in the same kind of jobs or waiting tables and things like that, that I don't think he's really talking about all of Louisiana there. Just wanted to give that out there.
All right. Thank you, Lee. And Bernie, talking about minimum wage, if it's a part-time worker, let's say somebody working 10 hours a week, if you raise the minimum wage a couple of dollars, That's $20 a week that is added to the employer's expenses plus payroll taxes. But $20 a week is not going to break the bank. If that's going to break the bank, then the business is in trouble to begin with.
Well, I'm not saying that $2 is outrageous or too much. I'm saying that you reach a certain point where you end up having people in jobs that they really aren't earning a decent living, and they're in them. If they're the breadwinner, or you have two of them, mm-hmm. then really and truly, they're never going to have a high standard of lifestyle or be able to afford things that other families don't. I would rather see them not be in minimum wage. Those are entry level. Of course, you have restaurants that those people are living off tips, and a lot of times you'll see people standing out. But a lot of times that's college kids. It's people who don't have skills. I'd rather see people have skills and move above minimum wage. 5 years in minimum wage for most people, they should be trained and be able to get out of minimum wage.
All right. Our friend Ed Cullen says that East Baton Rouge Parish teachers went on strike in 1978-79. So it has happened in various parts of the state, but never a statewide walkout. But some of the unions, we had Debbie Moe from the Louisiana Association of Educators on, and she said there would be a prospect of a walkout. She didn't use that term, but the governor says $1,000 is going to cost about $114 million to do this, but we're going to have some new revenue from sports betting, Bernie. And considering how crazy we are about sports and how crazy we are about gambling in this state, and some would say crazy in a good way, we're enthusiastic people. We like to have fun. We like to spend money. We might be able to pay for this.
Well, if Louisiana, which came along late in the recovery, continues to recover, continues to produce a lot of revenue because of all the construction we have, especially in South Louisiana, of these plants, that shouldn't be that big a drag on the budget if what we have appears and stays as it is. I haven't talked to any legislature that I feel is opposed to teacher pay raise. You know, it's getting the money, mm-hmm. putting it in place, and doing. But there's also, you're not here, the governor's not talking about it. He hasn't mentioned, I want to give every other employee in the school system pay raises, and that has nothing to do with teachers.
Eddie Rasponi writes, John in New Roads is running as John Bell Edwards with an R next to his name. I don't know enough about Eddie Rasponi to know what he stands for or what he doesn't, but he does have a lot of money, and he is a Republican, and those are two things that help you win in statewide elections in Louisiana. So is Rasponi, can he turn on the jets and get in this race as a viable candidate in 8.5 months?
Well, look, again, it depends on no one knew who Mike Foster was.
But he was in the race much earlier than this, and he was a state senator.
Well, no one knew Mike Foster until he qualified.
His granddaddy was the governor of Louisiana, so a lot more people knew about Mike Foster than know about Eddie Rasponi.
He was at about 2.5%.
He was.
When he qualified, he changed parties.
Correct.
And
he
bought
the mailing list from David Duke, and Duke got out of the race in 1995, and he got the Republican vote. And Bernie, you saw Buddy Romer crumbled down the stretch against the onslaught of Mike Foster. We knew in 1995 there was going to be a Republican and a Democrat in a runoff. And instead of Buddy Romer and Mary Landrieu, which was the conventional wisdom, we ended up with Mike Foster and Cleo Fields.
Well, like I said, if Eddie Rasponi, it depends on what he does, how he projects himself, what does he come up with something unique, does he get attention getting? So all of those are important.
Well, one thing we know, he's got Bernie choked up, so he must be quite a guy, and he's got lots of money. And he says he's going to spend it. And Scott Wilfong was on this show a few weeks ago and suggested that the Republicans ought to consolidate around one candidate and get the others out of the race. But that probably won't happen. I doubt that they're going to clear the decks for Rasponi or Abraham or somebody else.
I don't think that's going to happen, and I don't think it's necessary. I think you have two candidates. You get you offer Republicans more choices. If the governor has his preference, he would, to be honest with you, he would rather have one person and get it over with. Getting into a runoff as an incumbent governor and being a Democrat, I mean, I think that once he gets in the runoff, if he doesn't get 49.9%, then I don't think anyone in the Democratic circles in Washington or anyone else, if he makes a runoff at 44% or mm-hmm. slightly under, nobody's going to be betting on him.
Well, we've seen this before. Mary Landrieu got 46% against Susie Terrell that was 2002. And then Mary Landrieu in a head-up race got 52%. So it can happen, but the state has changed. It's evolved to a Republican state. We'll talk more with Bernie Pinsonat. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. It's rather quiet out there 8.5 months before the October 12th primary. Bernie Pinsonat is here for a few more minutes to talk about what's going on, and the other races are quiet as well. Jim Donilon did get an opponent yesterday, but it's a Republican opponent. And so far, the Democrats have not ramped up to challenge Jeff Landry or Billy Nungesser or Mike Strain or John Schroeder. Go down the list. It's rather quiet at this point, but we'll see what happens. If something is going to give, it should happen soon. 877-217-5757 for Bernie Pinsonat. Zaviera in Vermilion Parish. Good morning, Zaviera. You're on with Bernie.
Good morning. I'm a little confused by your guest. On one hand, he seems to have absolutely no empathy for people caught in the cycle of lack of or poor or not completion of their education in minimum wage jobs, kind of inferring that if they're not out of a minimum wage job in 5 years, they're doing something wrong or they're not capable. On one hand, he says that. And then on the other hand, he seems opposed to giving raises to support staff in schools, saying they have nothing to do with teachers. And the support staff is the very kind of people on minimum wage. And if he's denying them a minimum wage raise, and on the other hand, he's condemning them for being in a position where they're not earning a raise.
All right, Bernie, would you respond to Zaviera?
Well, first of all, I said I would prefer to see them better trained so that they can make more than a minimum wage. I don't care if it's $11 or $7. We have schools that taxpayers are paying for to retrain people to get them into better paying jobs. I don't have a problem with minimum wage, but I would rather see someone rise above minimum wage, have better opportunity you think you're going to pay for your child's, your kids can go to college, or your kids can have this or that on minimum wage. That's not a great lifestyle. I would rather see people earning more money than minimum wage. And the other one is, I don't have any problems with anybody getting a pay raise at the local level, but why should the state pay for all of this stuff? If East Baton Rouge Parish can't afford to pay the support workers, then shame on East Baton Rouge Parish. It's not a state problem.
Ray in Prairieville. Hi, Ray. You're on Talk Louisiana with Bernie Pinsonat.
Thanks for taking the call, Jim. You were mentioning schools, and it's a very sensitive subject right now in taxes. I do some volunteer work in the schools, and I see that 90% of the teachers are females, and that's probably because you have to be a second wage earner in the family before you can continue as a teacher. You can't be a primary. But I'd like to have Mr. Pinsonat mention how he can think he can get people past no new taxes.
No new taxes. That's a mantra that seems to win elections, but is it practical when you're running a government?
Well, no, it's not. And I've never said that it isn't. But you also have a lot of people believe that the money they're providing government, it isn't spent properly. That's a simplistic approach and not realistic, but...
All right. Minister Williams in Bunkie, Please be brief. You're on with Bernie. Hi, Minister.
Yes, sir. Good morning. How y'all doing?
Fine.
I enjoy your program. I try to listen to it as much as I can. But I'm concerned about the gentleman about this school for re-educating the people. I went to the school, and I ended up with a student loan, and I didn't get my degree.
Which school are you referring to?
Central Louisiana Technical College.
All right. Well, I think that's a topic for another day, Minister, but we're very appreciative that you do listen to the show. We'll take one more caller for Bernie, and thank you for calling, and then we'll go to the remarkable Demond Wilson. Jim downtown. Jim, you're on with Bernie Pinsonat.
Hi, Bernie. You are for increased public assistance. Is that correct? More food stamps, more Section 8 housing, and things like that, correct?
I'm for it. I don't follow your question. Are you being facetious?
Are you for those things? Are those positive things? You would be fighting to increase those.
I think they're a necessity. I think it's one of the functions of government to provide decent housing for people who can't afford it. So food stamps, medical care. Yeah, I worked for a United States Senator for almost 10 All years. Right. I lived it and experienced it, and it's necessary.
All right. We only have a few seconds, but the border wall. Who's winning the political game, if this is a game, and it appears at times it is, the president or the Democratic majority in the House?
I think the employees of the government are losing. I have no idea how this is going to come out. Probably the Republicans are where they are, the Democrats are where they are, and the United States hasn't seen a change either way by either group to give in or to move over and try to solve a problem. So it's since Trump got elected, nothing's really changed. The polls are basically where they were, and everybody feels the same way.
All right, Bernie. Thank you so much. Bernie Pinsonat, always good to catch up with the best-known pollster in Louisiana.